Okay, let's continue in Chaf Aleph and Shabbos. All right, so where do we leave off? We left off with the question yesterday about the wicks, right? Machlokas to be shown about the wicks. So what does Rashi learn? That, let's say you're wrapping a wick that you can use around a wick that you cannot use. Korach dover she madlikin bo, al gabi dover she ain madlikin bo. So we hold, so the Gemara says, it depends on what? It depends on whether it's lahadlik or lahakvos. So what is the difference? So Rashi learns what? Lahadlik means, hayu korchim shetadlik hapsila im ha'egos. If you wrap the wick around the egos and you're going to light them both, that would be usher. Right, but it was only lahakfos, meaning to say it was really just to support the wick, and it was not going to be part of the burning at all. Right, it was not going to be part of the burning at all. Yeah, so you see the Rif and the Rambam learn differently. I think they themselves are slightly different, but the same basic idea. What does the Rif say? The Rif says, "Ain madlikin bo." Right, Korach. Korach davar shem madlikin bo. Gabi davar shem madlikin bo. Ain madlikin bo. Mamed marmurim lahadlik of a lahakpos muter. Pirish lahakpos lahaavos rosh hapsila laharbos ora. So what does he say? What is the muter one? The muter one sounds like lahadlik. Right, the mutter one is what? Is that you you thicken the head of the wick in order to increase its light. That's mutter. And what's lahadlik mean? Use it as the wick. All right, so the Rush is bothered by this. The Rush is bothered by this. In other words, let's put it this way. Well, how does the Rambam have it? Does anybody have the Rambam? I think the Rambam has it. Lahak post means like to straighten it, to keep it standing straight. Right, to keep the wick straight. What, you have one side?
I know.
Oh. But bottom line is that according to Rashi, if lahadlik means that the puzzle is involved in the burning, right? And lahakpos means is not part of the burning. According to the Rif and the Rambam, it doesn't matter whether they're involved in the burning or not. It depends on if you're using it as a wick or if you're using it somehow to assist the wick, right? Either to give it a certain shape, I guess they're both giving it a certain shape. Either to fatten it, like the Rif, or to straighten it, like the Rambam. So take a look at the Rush on Beis. The continuing in the Rush we were doing yesterday. So he says, he quotes the Rif. He says, Mashma ki pirusha. I'm sorry, he says, V'lashon korech davar she'madlikim bo, al davar she'ein madlikim bo, mashma ki pirusha. I mean, it sounds like you're trying to give the wick a certain thickness. So it itself is not that thick. So you wrap it around something else. Miu kasha dahinu lahadlik. Kevin shekorach oso besocha psila lavos oso. Oso, but that's lahadlik. You're using it to burn. V'yesh lomer de bekavona tol yamilsa. Hecha de kivein rak la'avos rosh ha'psilo afo pisha madlikin yachad mutter. De midi hu... So you have to say that according to the Rif, lahadlik and lahakvos is a difference of kavona. It's not a different configuration. It's just a difference of kavana. And he says it. And the Rush says it makes sense to make a chiluk like this. Why? Why is the mixture asur? Only because you're going to use the wick alone. And if your kavana is just to fatten it, there's no reason to be gozer. Yeah, so what do you say over here? What do you say in machlokes of Rashi in the riff? Burning. Right, now the Rush's argument is, what's the whole gzeri here? Don't use the pasul psila as a psila, as a wick. So he's saying, even b'taroves. Don't use it b'taroves, b'derech psila. Why? Because then you'll come to use it be'inayu as a psila. So he's saying, but that goes by, but when you're mixing the two substances together and you're lighting them, you're lighting both, it depends on your kavana. If I look at the pasul entity as part of the psila, it's also part of the draw. So I'm doing a maisa of turning the pasul entity into a psila. So I'm not allowed to do that, because even though I'm only doing a b'taroves, I might come to do it be'en. But if I'm not relating to the pasul entity at all as a unified psila, and I'm looking at it really as two entities, I look at this cheftza as two components. There's the lighting part, and then there's the part that helps it. There's the part that gives it shape, or gives it form. So it's true, Mamela, it's burning. It's true, it's burning. But I'm not being madlikit b'derech psila. So now there's nothing to extend. In other words, he's saying, it makes sense to say there's an isser on the taroves when you're using the taroves in the derech you would use the be'en. Right? There's an isser to be madlik as a psila be'en. So now you can't use the substance even b'taroves in the derech you would use it be'en, because then you're going to switch over from taroves to be'en. But if in the taroves form I'm using it completely differently, I'm just using it as a support, so I'm not really burning it b'das. It's not really, I don't have kavana to use it as a psila at all. I just want to fatten the what I consider to be my psila. So then he holds, there's no issue. In other words, let's put it this way. What's the nature of the Isser B'taroves? He's saying it's the nature of the Isser B'taroves. It's not like the psila itself. The psila itself is really an Isser because it b'atzmo is not a good fire. Right? There's a problem in the cheftza of the psila. The psila ba'atzma is a problem in the entity of the psila itself, correct? Saying the psila b'tarovus is not a problem in the entity itself. That's why it's only a gzera. Right? This has to be completely clear to everybody. When we're mixing the good and the bad, it burns perfectly well. Right? If it didn't burn perfectly well, then it would just be the original gzera, no matter what. Right? This is only a gzera atu be'enayu. Meaning to say, on its own, it really doesn't have any of the bad properties that we mentioned before. Okay? Right, is that clear? So the psul be'en is a real psul in the substance itself. It's a real psul in the cheftza of the or that you're creating, in the entity of the or that you're creating. Here there's no psul in the entity of the or that you're creating. So the Rush is saying, according to the riff, it's just a psul in your derech, not to be noheg in a way that would lead you to be noheg in the wrong way. But that means it has to be that you're treating the psul b'derech psila. Don't treat the psul b'derech psila even when it's functioning properly, because it's mixed in, because then you'll come to treat it b'en as a b'derech psila. You know what I mean? Since it's a taroves and it doesn't have the same problem, it's really a different kind of a formulation. So it makes sense in that kind of a formulation to go by the kavana. You understand?
So it Right. So it's not there you follow.
Right. By the oils, you can't have this possibility because he definitely is using it as a part of his fuel. I mean, it is part of the fuel. The shaman, the good shaman, helps this to work, and there's no and that's his whole intention, is to be able to burn both of them, because he wants to extend the amount of time he can burn. So he wants all the fuel. A wick by any other name. Okay, so Rashi's learning what? That what? As he's saying that as long as it's assisting in the burning itself, as long as it's participating in the burning itself, so then the whole thing becomes a certain kind of a wick. Right? Doesn't matter your kavan over here. Lemaisa, even if your kavan is only lahakbos, so then it's a certain kind of a wick now. It's a wick that has an inner structure and an outer structure. The inner structure has one purpose and the outer structure has another purpose. But it still becomes, in terms of a cheftz of a psila, it still is one shame psila. Even if your kavan is lahakbos, it still is one shame psila. It's a psila that has an inner structure and an outer structure. And they might have different roles, but they join into one and they both are participating in the... In the hadlaka. So he holds it's a gzera in terms of the chefs of psila, right? He holds the gzera in terms of the chefs of psila. So the question is, when they're making the gzera zeh atu zeh, is it formulated in terms of the gavra not to be noheg with the pasul chefsa, the derech psila, even when it's not a problem, because you'll be noheg with the derech psila when it is a problem? Or where they goes are on the chefs of psila itself. They don't use this substance. You can't have this chefs b'shem with a shem psila, even if it's in a situation where it's not where it's not exhibiting a problem. Yeah.
Rashi's.
No. So Rashi's. Right. That's what Rashi's pshat is. The only way that it's good is when it's not being lit at all.
Right.
That's the only way it is good.
Rashi
doesn't like the riff because he says it's true your kavana might be that it's there to give it form, but it's participating in the maisa of the burning. So it's going to have the shame, it's all going to have one shame of psila. Yeah. Now, what I'm saying is, right, make this chilek, that if you have this compound substance, right, this compound entity of the inner and the outer wick. The inner wick is to give it heft, and the outer wick is really what you intend for it to be the source of the chizas ha'or, right? So then it's going to be a chilek between the asiya and the cheftza. In terms of asiya, you can say that the person is only really he's doing his maisa hadlaka. In terms of the maisa of hadlakas psila, he's really relating to the achiza saor. He's relating to the entity that's producing the better light, that's producing the light. And he's not looking at the inner part as a source of his of the or. He really just wants it there to position the good psila in a better way. Right, so in terms of his maisa, he's relating only to the good psila as a psila per se, right? But in the chefza, you can't differentiate. In the chefza, you can't make that chiluk. In the chefza, as a chefza, it is a compound. It is a compound entity. Even if the person has kavana lahakbos, it doesn't change that the chefza is one unified entity of eish. In his kavana, he can pick one element out of the other. But that's not going to change what the cheftz is.
So the Rashi.
Right. So the Rambam is different. The Rambam and the Rif disagree. They're slightly different, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the Rambam. This is an interesting point. Is the Rambam saying that which way? He's saying if it's the Rambam is it's true. It's an interesting question. All right. So really, you have three positions over here. That what? That's the Rambam has a third position. He says if it's lahakfos. No, what do you say? If it's lahavos, if it's to make the wick thicker, like the Rif's case, right, to burn better, correct? Then it's aser. But if it's what? But if it's just to straighten it so it doesn't flop down, then it's mutter.
Even if it's burning.
Even if it's burning. That's how it's different than Rashi. Even if it's burning. Doesn't make that chilek, no? Yeah, Rashi does. Rashi's explicit. Right? In other words, the Rif and the Rambam both don't care if it's burning. Correct? But the Rif says, as long as your intention is just that it should produce, that the good psila should produce the or, right? In other words, you say, where do you want the or to come from? So as long as I just want the or to come from the kasher psila, even though the pasul psila is helping it produce the or better, right? That's still good. Right? The only problem would be if I make it in a way that I want both of them to contribute to the or. Right? I want to use both of them to for the or. Right? Is that clear, Shaya? The facts. That riff. Now the Rambam, on the other hand, says that he also doesn't care if they're both burning. But he says, if you want the pasul psila to help the good psila produce a better or, that's no good. It's only if they're both burning, but you're only using the pasul psila simply to position to keep the wick upright, so that it doesn't flop down. So what do you say about the Rambam? So Jonah was defining the Rambam for us. Go ahead, Jonah.
I think you would say that the gzeira is not just to...
It is an amazing thing. I'm sorry, just to interrupt you. I mean, it is an amazing thing. The Rambam went dafka against the Rif on this one. He took exactly the Rif's case, and he said it's usur. Right? Doesn't do that too often. In other words, there's two ways to define this the Rambam, right? You can go like Jonah, that it's a question in Kavana. What do we mean that you're mechavein to burn the pasul psila as a psila? Does it mean dafka in the function of the psila itself, meaning the or? Is it in the or? Or is it even any part of the production of that or? Right. Or I should put it this way: if it contributes to the production of the ore itself, right? Something like you're saying. But you could learn the other way. You could learn that he's really learning like Rashi, right? And he's saying the only way I said before that when you combine two things, even though one is really just assisting the other, it's going to have the shame of psila, all of it. Is going to have the same psila. In terms of the cheftza, it's a kind of psila. It's a reinforced psila. Doesn't matter. That's just a shame levi. But it still has the shame of psila. Right? But the Rambam, maybe the Rambam is saying, you only consider the addition to have the shame psila if it actually forms a different kind of a burning psila. In other words, if it actually affects the way the psila burns, then you'll say it's a new kind of a psila. It's a psila that has a tosefes or. So then everything that's part of it will be ol l'shem psila. But if you have, in other words, the definition of the psila comes from the function of how it burns. Comes from the way that it produces, its capacity to produce light. Right, so then as long as the pasul entity is there to be mosif or, so then it has a shame, then it's nitfas and the shame psila. Right, but if it's there just to position the psila, then it's considered external to the psila. Because the question is, the addition, is it integrated into the shame psila, or is it viewed as a separate cheftza apart from the psila? So the Rambam is saying, possibly according to this way of looking at it, that it's not that it goes by kavana, it goes by function. If it functions to be mosif or, then it's a modified psila. Then it's an improved psila. And it's all going to be under the shame psila. And you have the psul. But if it's just something that is giving it, preventing it from flopping down, so then it's not part of it in order to be an addition to its or. It's just considered like an external support. So then you look at it like two things. You look at it like the psila and something that stops it from flopping down. But you can't say it's two things. It's the psila and something that is helping it function as the psila better. Something that is enhancing the burn. No, that's part of the psila itself. So according to Rashi, b'machlokas, in terms of the Rambam and the Rashi, when you say that there's a psul in the chefts of the psila, how do you define the chefts of psila? Is it only defined by the qualities of its burning, right? Or even or structurally anything that is part of it. See, there's an argument against the Rambam is that even to prevent it from flopping down, that's still part of how it burns. That's still helping it burn. Because if it flopped down, it wouldn't burn. Right? But the Rambam is learning, that's true, but that's just position. You don't look at entities that the position is something that's external to the thing. There's the thing, and then there's its position. You understand? So the Rambam held, as long as it's only part of its position, that by definition is external to it. Something that's positioning it, right? Whereas Rashi held, in any part of its function, in the cheftza of ner, as long as it's participating in how it burns in this overall entity of ner, then it's still considered part of psila. You understand? The Rambam's looking at the wick. In terms of wick, qua wick, hard to get that word out. So then you only look at if it's mosif or. But Rashi's looking at it even in terms of how it's positioned in the whole chefetz of ner. So if without this thing it would flop over and not burn properly, then you don't consider it external to the system of ner.
Rashi's saying that
he's definitely talking about, the Ram is talking about the kavana of when you're doing this wrapping. What is the purpose of this wrapping? You are assembling this wick. Right? How are you assembling this structure? Are you assembling a new cheftza of psila, or are you adding something to maintain the psila? Has to do with the kavana of the assembly.
Doesn't that seem different than Rashi's approach? But over here, it seems like even if it's
because Rashi holds, as long as you're putting it in to be part of the burning, right, and it's structurally joined to it in some functional way, then it's automatically has the shame psila. Ram says no, not everything that is part of the structure of the psila and burns has the shame psila. Only that which is part of the phenomenon of producing the ore itself. Not something that is assisting it in being in position. It was the, yeah.
You said it's like, that's not a wick.
No, it was the question is, when you're attaching you have an ikker and a tafel, that's the question basically, right? It's like you have an ikker and a tafel. The ikker in everybody's mind is the outside psila, right? That's the ikker. Now you're adding a tafel to it, right? So the question is, so when you add a tafel to the ikker, so in some cases you'll say they merge, right? Now they become one chefza with an ikker and a tafel, but an ikker and a tafel still is one identity, right? Or but the Rambam is saying it has to be related to it in the same concept. They have to both exist within one framework in order to call them an ikker and a tafel. Otherwise, you just have something and another thing next to it. In order to join an ikker and tafel, they have to both be participating in the phenomenon of the or itself, according to the Rambam. Otherwise, you look at it as no, it's a question. When I take two objects and I put them together, what makes the chibur? What makes them joined? If I take two totally unrelated objects and put them together, they don't become one because one what? There's no unified function that I can talk about them as one. It has to be some unification in the function to talk about them as one new chefza. Especially if I'm going to say it's the chefza of psila. Psila has a clear definition of that which catches the fire and draws the oil. So if I took metal, for instance, and put it into the psila, then nobody would say it's, of course, that's not even participating in the burning. Okay. But the question is, when I join something that is going to participate in the burning, but it's not the ikkar of the burning, it's only helping it, do I consider it part of one shame psila? So the Rambam is more strict in that requirement. It has to be that it's actually producing the better or. It's part of the producing of the better or. So then you'll say, okay, does it's true that in Maisa, the now it comes out that what is producing the better or, right? You have two substances, both participating in the burning, and together they're producing the better or. So that's a psula. Now you've improved the psula, and it becomes part of it. But if it's just preventing it from flopping over, that's considered external. Even though it's burning, it's still considered external. It's like a psila with a built-in holder. But Rashi holds because the holding is not part of the phenomenon of the burning per se. Whereas Rashi holds that as long as it's part of positioning it, keeping it in its place, in the makom that it needs to be in order to burn to, that's also part of the shame. You're going to get down to what they call the breakdown of the breakdowns. At a certain point, you can't get further down. Yeah. It has properties of burning. Now, one is a question of the properties of burning. If you were a scientist and you were evaluating the properties of this psila, right, you want to know what's the property of its burning, you would simply hold it in an ideal position, ignite it, and measure the intensity of the fire. Right? So you'll say, okay, this psila has an intensity of 5, and this psila has an intensity of 10. Right? Now if you tell the guy, yeah, but this psila, if you really put it in a nair, it would flop over and not be able to burn properly, that's not one of the properties of the psila itself, in terms of the property of of its luminescence. That's not a property of its luminescence. I'm sorry to throw a big word at you. Right? It's not a property of its luminescence. No?
It's not so good.
Never. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But apologize to myself. So, not a property of its luminescence. So then what? So that's not psila. That's not psila. That's not part of the psila. You understand? It's not part of the intrinsic property of its burn, of its brightness. That's practically, it won't function without another thing. It won't function as well to express its luminescence unless I have something propping it up properly. But that's not a property. That's like something that you have to look at the property and then look at what is required to bring out that property. Ram says the property is from the good wick covered by this fatter thing. You need that system in order for the good wick to luminescence of that to create another entity of luminescence. But to say that it might flap over unless I put something harder around it, that's just allowing that other thing to express itself. I said, Ram doesn't have the case if you're doing it for no reason at all. That's the question here, right? What if you don't put it in to make the other one brighter, but you're also not putting it in to what? You're doing it stam, you might say. Stam osa psila is l'shem psila osa. That's what I would say. No, but Morris is right. I mean, anything you add is going to create a bigger burn. Right? It seems you'd have to have a kavana. The natural kavana of adding thickness to the wick is for the burn. You'd have to have a kavana to say it's not, in order to say it's really just, here's where the wick ends and here's where the holder begins. So what I'm trying to say is like this, going to the Rambam, the kavana is going to be koveya, that which is participating in the ikar of the psila. According to the Rambam, according to the Rashi, whatever is functioning with the wick, even if it's just to hold it up, that's still functioning with the wick. That's part of the chefza. According to the Rambam, it's only going to be part of the chefza if it's part of the luminescence of the wick, not just its overall function of being in the nair properly. But of course, everybody's going to agree if it's not part of the burning, it's nothing. In theory, you would say it is, but it's not, because you can't define something that doesn't burn as a wick. It's just not possible. Never happened. All right, so let's get the facts straight about the wax candle now. Okay, let's get the facts straight. So, who wants to play the part of the Narbonites? All right. So... Okay, so anyway, so the question is like this. Again, let's go. Ready? Come on. The Mishnah says that ad kan psul, the Bryce says what? Ad kan psul psilos, mikan ve'ach psul shmona. So that's pashut. You don't need the Bryce to tell you where the wicks end and the oils begin. Right? So what does it mean? It means up till here, it's really for shava, the Gemara says, for wax. You might have thought that the wax cannot be used as a psila either. Right? Notice, here are all the things you can't use on Shabbos. Right? It lists wicks and oils. Right? And one of the oils is wax. So you might think it means you can't use these in any which way. Right? You can't even use one of the oils like a wick. Of course, it doesn't lay out psilos and shmonim. It just says here are all the things you may not use, right? Doesn't define in what way you may not use them. Okay, most of them are obvious because you can only use them in one way. But it turns out that shava could be used in either way. So it has to say specifically, these are up till here are the things that cannot be used as psilos. Right, and after this are the things that cannot be used as oils. But if there's something in the oil category that could be used as a psila, it's not possible. Got it? Okay. So the question is, what does it mean to use the shava as a psila? Right. So the Bnei Narbona said that. It means our candles. It means our candles. No, I got that wrong. Sorry. It means, what does it mean you can't use, what does it mean the Havamina, that you can't use the candle as a psila? It means using our candles like a wick, namely, putting a candle-like substance into oil. Kamashmalan, you can use that. Right? Let's just forget about the Havamina. Let's just deal with the Maskan over here. What is the Mishnah telling you that you may do? You may take something that is posel as an oil, namely wax, and use it as a wick in oil. Right? But to use it as a wick alone, nobody ever said you could do that. Who said you could do that? And my feeling is, by the way, that when they're envisioning this case, they're envisioning it to be basically a wick that's just like minimally coated in wax. Get the picture of a big Shabbos candle in a bowl of oil out of your head. Okay? So now, so what's the Rosh's, but to use a wax candle like we have would be no good according to the Bnei Rabbonah.
Isn't that what Rosh says, that that's
okay, so once again, so what does, so what's the criticism of the Bnei Rabbonah? What's the criticism of the Bnei Rabbonah? Go ahead, who wants to take it? Outside. You'll take a look at it. Now, so basically, it's like this. If you can't use the candle alone, so then you're telling me what? Why can't I use the candle alone? Because the Shava is still being used as a shaman. And Shava can't be used as a shaman. Now, as the Bnei Rabbonah say, you have to use the whole candle as a wick. Right? So the Rishonim, so the Rush and the Bali Tosfos say, but now you're going to be trapped in a problem. You're going to be trapped now. Because why can't I use the candle by itself? So you'll tell me, because if I use the candle by myself, I'm still over the Isser of using the Shava as a fuel, as an oil. I can only use the whole Shava with the wick and all as long as another Shemin is my oil, right? But there's a Psul Shemin in Shava. So I don't care I shape it like a stick. I'm still using a good psila with a bad shaman. B Mac, you with me? Got a headache? Got a headache already? Okay. So then they say, oh, so if the shaman is no good, so what does it help you to add kosher shaman on top of pusel shaman? That's what we've been dealing with this whole time. They compare it to Korchin Dover Kosher, Agavi Dover Shena Kosher. They don't want to compare it to the mixing two Shmanim because they're distinct. But they say it should be, if you're going to tell me you can't use the candlestick alone, so then you're telling me the Shemin of the Shava is Puzzle. So what does it help to be Mosif, a Kosher, with a Puzzle? That's Korchin Dover Shena Madlikan, or Dover Shena Madlikan. You just spent the whole time saying you can't do that. So they held there, it's a Tarta the Sashis, Minei Ubei. Either it's functioning as a shaman or it's not. Either it has a psul shaman alone or it doesn't. If it has a psul shaman alone, then adding kasher doesn't undo a psul shaman. And if it doesn't have a psul shaman, then you should be able to use it. But you can't tell me you can't use it, but it helps to add. That's just a stira. You hear?